Living in Galicia, you're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Porter, and this is episode number 729. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. One of the best things about living in or visiting Galicia is that you're never too far away from a beach. Galicia is a unique mixture of the quirky and even quirkier, and it's fascinating trying to puzzle out some of the bizarre things that happen. The people are one of the best things about the region, and Transport Links covers the various routes to and from Galicia by road, rail, air and sea. Laws and taxes includes the various formal registrations foreigners moving to Spain are obliged to make, amongst other things. Motoring covers how to re-register a foreign car in Spain and also has some general information on roads and driving in Galicia. But my first round with Spain was, overall, a positive introduction to the country. I was extremely lucky to get placed at the school where I am, to get to live in Santiago de Compostela, and to have this experience in a distinct sub-nation within Spain. And so that's why I'm renewing for another year in Galicia, what will be my third, and probably final, academic year in Spain. Heather in Galicia, get ready for delicious food, beautiful weather, and an all-around great place to live. I moved to Spain instead of South America because I already loved the other countries in Europe that I'd seen. The first time I moved to Spain I was nervous since I barely spoke Spanish and I didn't know anyone in the whole country. Galicia has long been isolated from the rest of Spain by geography. Most modern-day visitors to Galicia tend to visit Santiago de Compostela. It is at the end of the Way of Santiago, that begins in Roncesvalles and ends at the Cathedral of St. James the Greater. This is all for today, friends. My name is Lucas and this was episode 729 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.